As the number of coronavirus cases in Maryland has increased, state and local leaders are asking the public to stay informed and to take precautions to avoid spreading the disease. Mary Rose Madden has more.
Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Leticia Girasa said in a City Hall briefing Wednesday morning that so far no one has tested positive in Baltimore.
As of this morning, there have not been any reported cases of COVID-19 in the city.
She advised the public to check cdc.gov and health.maryland.gov for updated information and warned residents to take precautions.
We encourage all residents to make sure they are limiting the spread of respiratory diseases by engaging in personal protective behaviors.
Girasa echoed the advice given by national health advocates. Wash your hands frequently, stay home if you're sick, and avoid touching your face. Baltimore City Schools CEO Sonia Santelises said though colleges and universities throughout the state have canceled classes or are planning to teach remotely in the future, the city school system remains open.
We have developed an internal team in the event, and I just want to say again, in the event, there are no known cases of COVID-19 currently, but in the event that there is a case within a school, we have a team ready of some of our best custodians around disinfecting a building in the event that we have to go to that level.
Santelises said her team is able to clean and disinfect the schools at the end of the day when students leave, something that's extremely difficult in college dorms. Officials say the COVID-19 symptoms include a fever, cough, and shortness of breath for people who have been in contact with someone who's traveled to South Korea, China, Italy, Iran, or somewhere where there's been an outbreak. Baltimore City Fire Chief Niles Ford reminded people to use 211 in non-life-threatening emergencies.
911 is an emergency line. People use the system in an improper way. They could exacerbate our system.
While young children appear to be spared from the coronavirus, it is affecting the elderly, people who work in hospitals, and people with chronic illnesses or underlying conditions. While there have been questions about the availability of coronavirus test kits nationally, the state's Deputy Health Secretary for Public Health, Fran Phillips, said the number of test kits in Maryland is increasing.
We have on hand over 800, the capability to do over 800. We have now ordered another 1,000 cases from CDC. In addition to that, we expect volumes to increase through the commercial labs, as well as now the hospital labs will be coming on board shortly.
In a Wednesday press conference, Governor Larry Hogan said today the 12 Marylanders that had been taken from the Grand Princess docked on the West Coast to military facilities in Texas and Georgia for quarantine would not be allowed home before they were tested for the virus.
That they must test all 12 of these passengers for COVID-19 on the military bases before we take any steps to return them here to Maryland. All those who are cleared and test negative will be safely transported back here to Maryland. Anyone who tests positive will remain in quarantine on the respective military base.
In addition, he said the Motor Vehicle Administration will move toward an all-appointment system to reduce walk-in traffic and keep crowds at a minimum. He also said state prisons would end visits to individuals and infirmaries and that nursing homes in Maryland restrict access to essential visits only. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.